The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson of KGLA Algona and Aaron Summers of Pocahontas Record Democrat. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Senator, thank you very much for taking the time today. I guess, first off, now that the Senate's back in session, I know a lot of Iowans are wondering about progress on the Farm Bill. I talked to Congressman Feenstra last week, and he seemed optimistic that things could get done maybe early spring. I guess, do you have any sense of when a Farm Bill may come together?
I don't have right now. Maybe after this week I could answer your question a little better, because I haven't talked to the ranking Republican and the chairman of the committee to get an update. But I can give you my feelings that if we don't get a bill, not necessarily to the president by April, but discussing it in both houses by then, I think that leads you up to the presidential conventions, and anything that doesn't get done before the presidential conventions isn't going to get done this year. So that's the importance of getting a farm bill. One thing that may really push a five-year farm bill in the Senate is the fact that Senator Stabenow is retiring, and I think she would like to have this be her legacy as she's leaving the United States Senate. And I think that's a legitimate reason for doing it. But she's going to have to compromise a lot from where she was a year ago with Republican leader Boozman of Arkansas. So let's hope it happens. But right now, I think it's good news that Feenstra feels that way about the House, because I think it's going to be a little bit tougher to get a bill through the House than the Senate. Aaron?
Thank you. What are your thoughts on the U.S. Supreme Court taking up the question of former President Trump not being allowed on the Colorado ballot?
Oh, I think it'd be absolutely necessary. I think you could have things like if they didn't take it up and say that it was the wrong thing to do for states to keep candidates off the ballot, you could have the same thing happening in Republican states and keeping Biden off the ballot. So I think it's an issue with democracy, and to hear the president say that he is defending democracy, which I think a president of the United States ought to defend, but it just seems to be very contrary for him to be giving speeches on defending democracy and saying that Trump is a threat to democracy, when he's got Democrats in the various states that want to keep Trump off of the ballot. And he's also taken his political opponent to the courts under criminal activity and civil activity. And it seems to me he just wants to eliminate President Trump as a candidate. And that's a sure way of winning an election, but it doesn't sound very democratic to me. Brian Wilson.
Yeah, Senator, Proposition 12 out in California looks like that has now gone into effect as of January 1. That will have vast impacts on states like Iowa that produce a lot of hogs and things like that. And I know you've been a vocal critic of it, but now that I guess it's in effect, is there anything that can be done at the federal level to help out the producers here in Iowa?
Well, I think that's something that's going to have to go along with the Farm Bill. I doubt if we can get the leader, Schumer, to bring it up as a separate bill. But bill that Senator Marshall's leading in the United States Senate, and I and Ernst are on it, is very important to the pork industry. We can't have California, doesn't know much about Iowa agriculture, saying you can't sell pork in California if we don't raise our pigs the way they say we should raise our pigs. And California is a big market, about 15% nationwide, so you can understand why it'd be quite a problem for the number one pork producing state in the nation, meaning Iowa. Not only that, but from a process standpoint, it's a very bad thing to do, because California gets away with it. Massachusetts is thinking about doing it now. And then the reverse that would potentially hurt California would be, we could say you can't sell any of your fruits and vegetables and nuts in Iowa. So where does this all end? And it brings back the perfect reason for Congress to have the power to regulate interstate and foreign commerce. And under that power, if we pass a bill to override Proposition 12, it would surely have to be constitutional. Aaron.
I read this morning that there's a potential deal reached with regards to continuing to fund the federal government, and I just wondered what your take is on that proposal.
Well, first of all, I hope it can get majority support because we don't want to shut down the government. It costs money to shut down the government. It costs money to open up the government. The government is supposed to be a service for people. You can't serve the people, the taxpayers, if you aren't operating. So that's one reason to make sure that's pretty good. Now, I haven't gotten into the details of it, but I think it's very similar and on a little more conservative basis than what McCarthy and President agreed to back in the spring when there was a threat of government shutdown. And if this goes through, we'll be able to fund government yet this month for the rest of the fiscal year. And the sooner we get that done, the sooner the executive branch is going to spend taxpayers' money wisely. I think that it spends a little less money, but it gets most of the benefit from recouping some money that was in the Inflation Reduction Act, a Democrat-passed bill that put $80 billion over the next 10 years for IRS. And Republicans think that that's a waste of money, and we want to recoup some of that, and this bill would recoup some of that. Brian?
Yeah, it's been announced recently, Senator, that you're going to be donating your papers from your time in the Senate to the University of Northern Iowa. And I guess maybe talk about what the UNI means to you and what this gift will hopefully bring to the university.
Well, I think the University of Northern Iowa gave me a very good education. And I think it's very much at the heart of Iowa. I always call it the Common People's University. It doesn't have the egotism of the University of Iowa and Iowa State University. And I think that makes it exceptional. People feel welcome there. You got it. When you leave the United States Senate, you got to put your paper someplace. And I'd already made the decision to have University of Northern Iowa hold my papers for my state legislative career and my 6 years in the U.S. House of Representatives. Now, you and I won't actually get my papers till I do retire from the United States Senate, but I want to honor my alma mater by given them, and I'm glad that they're willing to accept them, because that's not a cheap occupation or responsibility to take on when you got thousands and thousands of boxes of paper that you accumulated over 40 years in the United States Senate. And but I wanted to be available for scholars for research on government that anybody wants to use for research. And our present congressional papers are already open for research if people want to use it. Let's see, Aaron, you'll have the last question.
Thank you, Senator. Do you have any words of wisdom for Iowa voters as we head into the caucuses next week?
Oh, I sure do. First of all, to remember that since 1972, Iowa has been first in the nation when it comes to this process of moving down the line to electing a new president. And big turnouts will tell people how serious we take that job and help us maintain that first in the nation caucus situation. And then we know how hard the candidates have worked in Iowa, spending a lot of time there with the Iowa voters, and particularly this week in a final push. Iowans will make their voices heard on January the 15th, and I hope they see it as the candidate that they're backing as the best choice to beat President Biden in 2024, because that's got to be our top priority. We can't continue these policies of an open border, high inflation, high gas prices, you know, things of that nature. We've got to turn this country around fast, and re-electing Biden won't do it. Okay, thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.